Thank you. within the Medicaid program, contract with other departments, or care that would indicate down the road for the future emphasis when I move? And you mean consideration of the proposal before March 19th?
Thank you, Madam Chair, for that. Yes, and so I believe this is a document that we was just submitted to the committee as well. There's particular items we're really looking at. The case is always on the nation has a conservative estimate that our current vacancy rate in CDS costs us $15 million a year. It also doesn't measure the overall impact in child families and children and overall burden on the rest of the system. Other specific items which we are really looking forward to is the fully staffing of our signers and ranks and contracts, each in both of the departments, because of the narrowly this focus, and happen after customers in nine separate items, these signers who have read the contracts now will be able to actually get much more to work on positions and the roles that they have to focus on. So we can increase the staffing there. There's other items too, in their term about reducing the staffing vacancies and division of juvenile justice and other items like this to where we've got our internal functions there. On top of that, those are the, the hard tangible items we're looking at. It's the ongoing conversations and the items that we believe are valuable to consider when we have the federal administration and CDS that is really willing to listen to a lot of the specific flexibilities around items such as waivers. And so, if you look at what was first put forward in the prior administration that was last year, was a proposal for the 11-15 waiver for Medicaid for both FCD and behavioral health services. And so, when we took over as this administration, this was a fantastic idea to serve Alaska to really fill their continuum of care and we automatically continue on with that. So, these are things that internal staff were looking at. We already started conversations with Alaska about some rural health care system and global payment reform. Items which they have been doing in internal reporting and have shared with us about for us to look at for our consideration to possibly bring forward.
I was inquiring on whether we had that metrics in the motion from the department yet, and we have not quite seen it yet. So, if the department can get back to us, we can chat with committee members. I see that our 330 subcommittee will be in soon, but I don't want to get back to Rachel's center. Maybe that's some thinking for how much I focus on. So, going back to I think that was slightly in error. It's actually referenced in section 134, and it has been both comment in the memo at part of Mr. Dunmeyer. I wanted to try to summarize it. Mr. Dunmeyer, could you please describe the concern that you've raised with respect to section 133, which is actually quoting section 134?
Thank you.
confirm with Ms. Graham's statement regarding precedent in this type of language and other maybe similar, in that scope of executive orders, but in tension on the varying departments and restructuring departments, having seen this language before. Thank you.